Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. In 30 minutes, we got Paul Joseph Watson to go over a plethora of vital news and information joining us. He joins us on most Mondays. That's his regularly scheduled time, as they say. He is the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. Of course, I have Infowars.com as well. We're about to go to Tom and Mike and Mike and Marie and others that are patiently holding. I'm going to get into some of this other news. Scientists claim they found proof of the afterlife. We'll get into the concentration camp they've set up in Iraq, not just in Gitmo. We'll get into a bunch of other technology news. We've still got 2 hours left. Big show lined up for you today. Incidentally, you know, last week we shifted shortwave frequencies, and I'm sorry we couldn't give you much notice on that. It was kind of a quick decision. The first 2 hours of the daytime broadcast are carried by the big blowtorch, WWCR, and that is 9475, 9.475. First 2 hours, 11 to 1 Central during the day, Monday through Friday. And then at night, the second 2 hours are carried, not the first hour, second 2 hours on 3210, 10 to midnight Central. And we're trying to get that first hour, I know, at night for you. And so as soon as that's available, we'll get that 9 to 10 slot there, Central. Let's go back to the calls. You've been holding patiently. Let's talk to Tom in Ohio. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I got good news up this way. I woke up a lot of people with your movies. And I've got a guy working with me now. He's retired. So we're going to be working all summer long. I've been preaching with my minister about what's coming at us. And,
oh, so your pastor is starting to wake up.
Oh, yeah, I got him woke up. Now I'm working on another minister. He's 27 years old. And I talked to him yesterday. I'm working with him now. He says, yeah, he knows something's wrong. I gave him a bunch of movies. And I said, well, preach on this next week, next Sunday. I said, and I gave him the pastor's Bob paper he sends me every month. I get that. I'm really loading them down. I'll tell you, Alex, I'm working on them.
Well, if we had the type of pastors we had in 1776, this country wouldn't be in this position. And thanks to people like you out there, we're starting to go in the right direction. And it's very, very exciting. And I want to commend you, Tom, for what you're doing. And all I have found is success waking people up for all my foibles and all my stumbling and all my problems. And you know, guts is enough. Taking action is enough. Standing up against bullies is enough. If we just do that, they will fail. And a lot of people get desperate and think, oh, it's so bad, there's nothing we can do. It's always darkest before the dawn. The cliche is true. And in the darkness, our light shines that much brighter against their wickedness. And believe me, if you weren't out there, Tom, doing what you're doing, and if your pastor wasn't doing what they're doing, we would already be completely under the Antichrist system.
I know what you mean, Alex. Well, trying to think of something else kind of slipped my mind.
I know, I'm good at that, at interrupting.
There's so much going on. It's just, and now I walk with these people, and I give them the news, and I got one probably out of 20 people, it's going to work with me. I woke him up, Alex. I mean, I woke this man up, I goaded him, and he's ready to go. We're going to be moving all summer long on it. I got my brother, he's in it, so we'll be moving all summer long with him.
Well, that's awesome, Tom. Anything else?
Oh, I got a minister coming in. With my minister, he gets news right from the government.
Hey, I tell you what, just stay there. We'll let you finish up when we get back. Stay there, everybody.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, 5 years ago, a lot of people were not receptive to the message that, hey, we got a corrupt government, they're a bunch of psychopaths, they enjoy being cruel, they want to take your freedoms. They got a plan for world government. But now you turn on the news. Well, our both the presidential candidates lie in coffins, but it's no big deal. And yeah, the world leaders want a world government, and the Supreme Court's following the UN's orders, and we're going to face scan and thumb scan you to get a driver's license as part of a national ID card, federally standardized. But the illegal aliens won't have to. Ha ha ha. I mean, if you haven't woken up now, something's wrong with you. Now I find that about 90% of people I talk to are receptive, are perceptive, already see a lot of the pieces of the puzzle. But maybe 1 out of 20, as the listener was just saying, Tom in Ohio, will actually want to take action. Now, Tom, are you saying 1 in 20 want to take action, or are you saying 1 in 20 listen to you?
Well, I got more listening to me, and I have taken action.
Yeah, that's what. Now, don't agree with me if that's not the case. Are you saying the case? I mean, think back. How many people go, "Oh yeah, you're right. Something's wrong." What percentage?
Well, I couldn't give you a lot there. A lot of people just you know, they want to dig a hole and go away from it.
So they just don't even respond.
Well, when I preached in church here a couple Sundays ago about it, he just kind of got a dreary face, you know, sad face. And I told him I had the movies. I said what they need on the shots. I had everything.
Well, that doesn't mean they weren't listening. It's just scary when you first hear it.
Well, the preacher, he preached it too, the one world government, but he didn't preach what I preached. The chemtrails, everything, the poison on us, everything.
By the way, speaking of the chemtrails, I'm going to do a whole week of shows on this because, again, I grew up in Dallas with a major international airport with jets flying over all day long, and at certain times of the year, when it was cold, jets at 30,000 feet or above would leave a trail, and I would watch them disappear with my papa. Going back from the time I was sitting in my daddy's lap when I was 4 years old to the time I was, you know, 25 years old, I never saw what we've been seeing the last 8 years or so. And, folks, I took my wife and family to SeaWorld yesterday, had a lot of fun in San Antonio, and I got up early in the morning, totally blue sky, blue dome sky, and I watched jets go back and forth, solid sprays. I watched individual trails sit there for 3-4 hours, turn into total cloud cover. I watched jets coming into the airport nearby, SeaWorld at 5,000 feet with giant trails that were billowing downwards. Man, I'm telling you, something has the atmosphere changed. You know what is going on?
Well, like I tell you, Alex, I got a preacher. It's his buddy, okay? He's coming in at the end of the month. He gets his messages from the government, people in there, so the FBI is following him around now, okay? But when he comes in, I like to give him your phone number so he can get on the air or something with you.
And why don't you elaborate that? He gets his message from inside the government. What does that mean?
Well, he's got people in the government.
Yeah, well, I mean, so does this show, but I don't understand. I mean, what is he saying is happening?
Well, he's saying last time, and I got a message from a preacher. He said the internment camps are ready.
Well, sir, I've been to the camps. We have.
Yeah, I know. I know they're ready too. Because I.
But I mean, we have Associated Press, Rocky Mountain News. These are for your safety.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, my friend. No, seriously. I mean, we've got a concentration camp section on prisonplanet.com, which we probably should update. It's a few months old, because now we've got General Eberhardt talking about, you know, the martial law, and we've got Tommy Franks talking about it. So there's been some new developments. But since you've mentioned it, I might as well get to this article now. Well, let's go to a few more calls, and I'll get to this New York Times article about concentration camps. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good.
I got two things I want to talk about. First, I don't know if you've happened to catch any of it, but on Howard Stern's show on Friday, his entire show was a rant about how he finally woke up in the Matrix and how he feels like he's taken the blue pill and it's all clear to him now. And he went on to go into great detail about the religious group, but I know that you had religious fellowship that you had the article from Harper's about a year ago, and how those guys are in cahoots to throw him out. And he specifically mentioned Senator Brownback from Kansas.
Yeah, it's called the Brotherhood.
Yes, and he went on to say how the Brownback had written a letter to his superiors, and how it's all come to clear to him now, and he believes it's all part of the religious right conspiracy to get him thrown out of have his show.
Okay, you understand this is all Hegelian dialectic.
Yes, sir.
I mean, no, I didn't listen to Howard Stern. I don't listen to Howard Stern. I got emails about it. I did read an Associated Press article. It was off Drudge. It was one of those. AP Reuters. I think it was AP. I actually got it here in the stack, where he says that, you know, I've been set up by the religious right, even attacked Mel Gibson. He says they're taking over, you know, these crazy God people, Bush, this evil Christian, wants to censor me. When I came out for Kerry, Clear Channel suddenly threw me off. I'm not going to be on the air. I'm done. And what's really going on is Bush is going to keep wallowing in his coffins. They're going to keep, Tony Blair is going to continue to channel Lucifer. That's mainstream paper today, folks. They're going to continue all their real Satanism. But, yeah, they'll go after a Howard Stern to make you think they're doing something. I could care less about that potty-mouthed idiot. The show is so boring. It just blows my mind. It's pornographic on E! Entertainment. I have flipped past it and stopped and watched it. I mean, just unspeakable stuff during the family hour on there. But, yeah, I read his quotes about, I've woken up in the Matrix. It's a religious right conspiracy. No, it's not. It's the government trying to make the Christian right think Bush during an election is a Christian. And so it's political jockeying. And I predict that Howard Stern's going to be just fine. He'll be back on those radio stations within 6 months, and his show will be bigger than ever. And that boring loser will still be on the radio babbling.
I agree with you very much, Alex. Alex, I have a question for you. This is my really important thing that I wanted to call you about. Now, I live in Tampa Bay, in the Tampa Bay area. John Kerry will be down in Tampa tonight at 7 o'clock holding a rally. Now, I will be within earshot of him probably about 10 to 15 feet. And I wanted to ask you personally, what if you were in my position, were going to be within 10 to 15 feet of John Kerry in earshot range, what would be the one thing that you would ask him or say to him or yell? What would you be the one thing that you would think would be the most important thing?
I would say I would yell at him that we know that you're an evil one. We know that you are cousins with Bush. We know it's staged. We know the voting machines are run by the CIA. We know you're a fraud. Your voting record is almost identical to Bush's. You were for the war. You're for NAFTA and GATT. You're for gun control. You're a wicked devil. That's what I'd say to John Forbes Kerry.
Thank you very much, Alex. That's all I needed from you today.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, Mike. Mike in Texas. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard about it, but I was watching Saturday Night on HBO2. There was this movie called Militia Man with Dean Cain. And I thought maybe it's all propaganda, but what was interesting is they were demonizing the Patriots. And
yeah, it's
and
a Texas main talk show host who talks just like me. And by the way, I even have talked to some of the screenwriters. I'm not going to go any further than that, but it's this Texas talk show host, and he wants to attack everybody, and so the BATF flies up with helicopters and missiles him. And if you talk about the New World Order, you're secretly a racist devil.
Oh, two other things I want to mention about.
But I mean, tell folks about the movie. Yeah.
Oh well. I couldn't watch all of it. It was insulting to my intelligence.
But I mean, describe it for people. This is the time.
Oh, well, they were showing the militia as rednecks.
And there's this evil talk show host who sits in a dark room.
Yeah, that's Stacey Keach, and talking about how.
And I'm sitting here right now, folks.
And he's talking about how people in D.C. or minions of the UN and vice versa, and that the main character, Dean Cain, was saying that he don't like guns, he just carries it. That's his job, and don't believe people ought to own military-type firearms and all that stuff.
By the way, Mayor Bloomberg has come out and said that all guns should be banned and that they're going to start a crusade against secret gun owners in New York. They've rebuked the Republican Party and said, you better come out and be anti-gun. I mean, it's sick. But, yeah, this movie is all guns should be turned in, and it's, of course, federally funded. And the BATF flies up and murders all the militia with missiles at the end. So, because if you talk about the UN running the country, you secretly need to, you know, you're a secret terrorist. But wait a minute, the Supreme Court has said they're under UN control now. They follow UN rulings. So I guess they're terrorists too. Well, okay.
Two other points, one about The Passion and one about your movie, that the documentary you had made about Bohemian Grove.
Yes, sir.
A possibility you could update it with the two clips you had of Bush and Kerry on their interview, as well as a clip on it that was on ABC about Bush praising Howard Stern during one of his award ceremonies. And maybe
it was actually, it wasn't Howard Stern, it was Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne. That's the word.
And then, you know, Bush kind of gave some code words out there. Sure. We'll be back. Thanks for the call.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Marie and Steve and Inca and Paul, everybody stay there. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to read the Al Jazeera article because it's shorter than the New York Times. We have the New York Times article paused as well there on the site for you, so you can read both of them. U.S. detaining 100. I'm sorry, folks, if I'm stumbling around a bit here. This has not happened before. I'm looking down out of the office at a city truck shredding a giant tree trunk. I don't know how long this is going to be going. I'm not even sure if people can hear that. So that's, I was like, I watched them start cramming this giant tree limb into several tree limbs into the city shredder. And so it was a bit of a distraction. U.S. detaining 10,000 Iraqis there. More than 10,000 Iraqi men and boys are being kept in a jail by their U.S. occupiers, with the youngest captive being just 11 years old. According to the New York Times on Sunday, one village north of Baghdad is now completely devoid of men. Even grandfathers as old as 75 make it to the detention centers. These are all just quotes out of the New York Times. And Abu Sayyaf is only woman who tells who tills the fields in that town, care for children, guard their homes, and carry the heavy sacks of grapefruit to the market. Few know where their relatives are being held. A U.S. move to post some names on the Internet has proven largely useless, with few having access to a computer. No rights. One villager, Fayal Abu al-Hamid, told the newspaper, "It took the Americans 5 minutes to take my son. It has taken me over 3 weeks to find him." And it goes on to talk about how they have grabbed 10,000 people. Some of the towns are completely empty of men. And it's got U.S. generals in there going, "Yeah, well, most of them are innocent, but we're not police, so we don't know how to do an investigation. We're just going to hold them in these open-air camps." And the same stuff's going on at Camp X-ray in Guantanamo Bay, but innocent people are kept there, while people who are criminals, who are connected to terrorists, who also happen to get visas issued to them by the CIA, are left alone. Let's go ahead and talk to Marie in Oregon. Marie, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm calling. I sent you an email last week in regards to American Airlines Flight 11 and Flight 77. Did you receive that?
I've got a lot of emails about that stuff. Would you like to just tell us about it?
Well, if one goes to the BTS.gov site, you can do a search on all flights in the United States. They log every flight there. Well, Flight 11 and Flight 77 does not exist on September 11th. It exists every day prior to September 11th and every day after September 11th, but they do not show as flights for September 11th.
Well, again, it's like all four of the flights only having 20% occupancy, and it's again, these discrepancies go on and on. I have seen that. And there were no Arab names on the passenger list, but then magically they popped up. They don't have video of these supposed Arabs getting on the planes, and 9 of the 19 hijackers have been found to still be alive.
Yeah, I've read that too. But here's my concern, Alex. If those planes were hijacked and crashed into where they were reportedly crashed into, then American Airlines would have filed an insurance claim, right?
They would American Airlines and United have gotten insurance, and they've gotten part of the $25 billion federal payoff. Then they laid people off when the airlines could have operated for years, not charging people, running their regular routes. And that even came out in the news. So they use it as an excuse to downsize, lay people off, and make giant profits for their shareholders.
But how could they claim a loss on something that never flew?
Well, you see, the insurance companies are also part of the power structure in the system. They don't ask questions. They're owned by the big central banks.
Well, I'm aware of that, but I just, when I read this and I went and did my own search on this to make sure that the information that I was reading was true, I couldn't do nothing but sit there and shake. I mean,
here's the problem. There are thousands of smoking guns. There are thousands of red flags, and each one, people have whole websites about them. And yeah, no matter how wild it sounds, when you check it out, it usually turns out to be true. And so whole books can be written on what you just mentioned. Yes, I've seen that. Yes, I've checked it out. And but it's like a magic trick. Everybody saw the illusion. That's what they buy, not the trick. You got to slow it down and look at it more carefully.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far.
All right, my friends, Paul Watson's going to be riding shotgun with us for the rest of the show. We have him up for an hour, and sometimes longer on most Mondays here in the middle of the broadcast. It is the halfway point of the show. I do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Before we go to Paul and into a bunch of news, and then, of course, your calls for those that are patiently holding, police state 3, total enslavement, the greatest evil that mankind has ever faces among us. A scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order clan. It is a clan. Bush and Kerry are cousins, related to Hugh Hefner, related to most of the other presidents, in the same secret society. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist. Learn the master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. The film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our savior when, in fact, they are the terrorists. Do we already have Paul Watson up with us? Oh, I guess your mic's open, Stephanie. Thanks. Folks, bottom line, you need to get these videos. You need to not procrastinate. You need to get them and make copies of them and air them on local cable TV, air them on local access TV, show them to your VFW, show them to your pastor, show them to your rabbi, show them to your neighbors. Get the word out. These are scary. They're hardcore. They'll wake people up. It's all documented. Toll-free number to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement or Matrix of Evil or Masters of Terror or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, as I said, to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And yes, your support is absolutely needed by this show as well, so we can continue and expand our fight against the globalists, against the dehumanizers. The videos are $25.95, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more. We got pro-gun t-shirts, anti-tyranny t-shirts, Infowars.com bumper stickers. We got a bunch of videos by other authors and researchers and other great people that are fighting the New World Order. So be sure and visit the websites, call the toll-free number, get the materials, and join us in this historical fight. Let's go ahead now and go to Paul Watson. And Paul joining us from the United Kingdom. Again, he's the webmaster for Prison Planet. Paul, there's a lot of news out today, and I know you've got a rundown of what you think's most important. What's going on right now?
Well, I think the first thing we need to hit is this Blair thing in the London Times today. And we need to reiterate the disclaimer that even if you don't believe that the occult is real and is involved in world events, our leaders do, and that should worry people. Because yesterday, the London Times reported that Tony Blair makes political decisions based on New Age channelings of a hidden force called the Light, in their own words. And again, this isn't National Enquirer, it's the oldest and biggest newspaper in Britain reporting this.
Now, we reported years ago that he goes to all these Illuminati sacred sites, he's obsessed with it, he went through a violent Aztec rebirthing ritual at one of these bizarre facilities in Mexico, but obviously the New Age channeling the Light with the Light Bearer, that is Lucifer, and the Light told him, do not go against George Bush. Well, obviously, because that's, you know, the Light is with Bush as well. And, you know, Carol Ann, don't go near the Light. Well, these guys like the Light. I mean, elaborate on this.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can go back to the Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, the 33rd degree Freemason, founder of the Klan, where he states directly that the god of Freemasonry is Lucifer and that Lucifer is the Light. And as you mentioned, we've got the blurb also posted, a flashback, where Blair and his wife visited the Aztec pyramids on the coast of Mexico and entered into a psychic rebirth, which involved him getting naked, entering into a steaming pool, imagining phantom animal shapes in the water, chanting, and then emitting what the London Observer called the primal scream. So it doesn't get any stranger than this.
Well, also, there was some type of smearing on him, too, but I don't want to get into that on air. So now that was a mainstream newspaper. Now, I talked about Francois Mitterrand, who died of prostate cancer a few years ago. He was the big French president. He was before Jacques Chirac, and he was known as the Sphinx. Now, you live pretty close to England, pretty close to France, living in England, but a lot of people over here aren't aware of this guy. France already has all the Illuminati symbolism, the torches, the you know, the obelisk, the, you know, they had the ritualistic sacrifice areas there. In fact, a lot of that was involved in Diana, where she was killed underground, is exactly where the old goddess sacrifice site was. And that's mainstream news too, folks. But the point is, François Mitterrand was called the Sphinx. He was obsessed with the Pharaoh complex. He believed he was a Pharaoh. He believed he was going to be reincarnated. And he spent tens of millions of dollars building that huge gold pyramid that is out front the Louvre. It's 71 feet tall, which is an occult calculation. And guess how many glass plane panes it has? And this was under his orders. 666. I mean, how much more obvious, Paul Watson, does this have to get about where our leaders are at? I mean, the news is talking about, you know, MSNBC about, you know, Bush is called temporary, others are called Beelzebub. I forget what Kerry was called in Skull and Bones. They admittedly lay in coffins and worship Satan. Your take on that?
Well, yeah, the thing with Paris as well is that all these landmarks are in direct line going from the Eiffel Tower down the Arc de Triomphe to this massive dwarfing pyramid. Similar case in Washington, D.C., and on top of that, the new design for the World Trade Center, 1,776 feet tall, foundation of the Illuminati. But with the Blair thing, I mean, Blair claims to be a Christian, and yet he's engaging in these neo-pagan, new-age rituals, and he's actually resting the course of the country on their volition. And the new age is basically the old age, pagan cults of yesteryear. We look at those races, and their occultism was closely linked with child prostitution and pedophilia. And every case we look at with modern-day examples of child sex rings are time and again from Belgium to Portugal to France linked to high-level elites, just like this Dutroux case in Belgium at the moment. And again, with Blair, we see, and we can go into it furthermore, that the so-called child sex rings that operate around Westminster are tied in to the very highest levels of the Labour government, which we documented before on the website. So
now, again, that's come out in mainstream British newspapers.
Yeah, it was called Operation Aura, an effort to track down practicing paedophiles. It actually got quashed because many of the paedophiles turned out to be high-level Labour ministers, and the police were taken off the case. The Dunblane killer, Thomas Hamilton, was one of these procurers of children for high-level sex rings. And the handguns which he actually obtained to go in and massacre the children at the Dunblane school were provided to him by a character reference by Lord Robertson, the former head of NATO. And the investigation into Dunblane was then put under a 100-year secrecy rule, which is unknown for basically any event in history. And Thomas Hamilton was also exchanging letters with the Queen, and it was publicly stated in the Sunday Herald that he was a procurer of children for a high-level sex ring in Britain, and so the case went under a 100-year secrecy rule. So again, in each case, we see the elite linked to these child sex rings.
And by the way, the useful idiot neo-pagans go, oh, pagans are loving and sweet. No, whether it was the Aztecs in the Americas or the Germans, you know, the Druids, they all sacrificed. It was about oppression. It was about the horn god. It was about blood. And you could say, well, that's not your devil. And yes, it does demand sacrifices, but it's not Satanism. Yes, that's what we call it. That's what it is. And, you know, it's the same thing with this Belgium guy, this demon, you know, and tied in with these kings and queens. And it's all over the news, people. And it's so horrible. Now let's go over Tony Blair here out of the Times in London. And it says, in light of the damaging revelations of Blair's former business partner, Peter Foster, the Times of London today reported on Foster's allegations of the nature of Blair's relationship with his former guru, Carol Kaplan. And it says the article stated, and here's some quotes, Foster, who claims Blair phoned Kaplan on returning from a visit from George W. Bush in April 2002, said, quote, she told me Tony said that the war against Iraq was inevitable. In the article in Vanity Fair, Foster claims that when Blair had clashes with Gordon Brown, he was sought advice from Kaplan, who got her mother, Sylvia, to do a New Age reading involving a hidden force called the Light. Foster said Tony would call on Carol, who would say, I think Mom to channel on this and ring you back. And it says, so I'll ask my mother to channel on this and call you back. Then she'd call back and say, you must not confront him on this. Now isn't the right time. Talking about Bush, the revelation that Blair channeled the light, Lucifer, and based political decisions on it is unsurprising in light of the past history of world leaders' fascination with the occult. And then we have a flashback, and I believe that was out of the Guardian, right?
Yeah.
A Blair visited Aztec pyramid, took part in rebirthing ritual with his wife. Paul, are you on a cordless phone?
No, I'm on a landline. I'm getting some interference, though.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, at the next break, let's reconnect with you.
Okay.
Because I know you're over there across the pond. Okay, that's one of the stories. What response to this story? I mean, are people angry about this? Because the Bishop of Canterbury, you know, your official government bishop, says he's a pagan and does pagan rituals publicly. So I guess this is pretty much mainstream now.
Well, the response has been obviously to route out the source and try and demonize them, which is Peter Foster, which is Blair's former business partner. So now all the newspapers are putting into question his credibility because he's releasing these damaging revelations. But the fact is that this is how world leaders are lured into the occult, because they can be compromised. Like, Bush lying in a coffin at Skull and Bones, and Michael Shrimpton, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about the murder of David Kelly, also told us off the record that, and I won't get into any details because it's too lurid to mention, but that Blair is indeed compromised and that they have some very, let's call them, damaging photos which would completely abolish his term as Prime Minister. And so time and again, when world leaders are lured into this occult nature of day-to-day life and let it affect political decisions, they then become compromised, which is why they follow the agenda lockstep.
Well, last week the BBC came out and said, yeah, there really are these satanic rings. This girl blew the whistle before this Belgium a kidnapper for the elite was caught. They say it's to frame bankers and judges and politicians. I mean, this is sick, Paul.
And we've got the archive on PrisonPlanet.com. We're about to update all the archives, so we'll have all the new stuff in there. Where the top French procurer of children for child sex rings was also linked intimately with the elite. Same case in Portugal, where the leading socialist party was again linked in with all these issues. Child prostitutes caught on UN slave ships. I mean, what happened to that story? Absolutely nothing. You've got an entourage of UN officials traveling on a boat with 1920 child sex,
including Clinton officials. That was the Associated Press WorldNet Daily 4 years ago.
And the woman that came out and blew the whistle on this, Catherine Bolkovac, was actually sacked immediately after she blew the whistle on some of the revelations concerning DynCorp. So we've got an entire archive on how across Europe and in other.
By the way, Paul, people have been convicted. People have gone public. You know, former heads of parliaments, former heads of governments, former top media people. I mean, and it's so huge.
And it's so disgusting. I mean,
it's scary. It scares the living daylights out of me. I mean, how are these people so evil? And we just sit here like a bunch of naive sheep, giving our rights up, letting them put cameras up, letting them take our guns. I mean, folks, when they get our guns, they're really going to get going. I mean, they're really going to put the camps, kill millions of us. This is what they do, people. They love it. These are killers we're talking about.
And why did they get into this in the first place? Well, as you mentioned before, when you get all the money and all the power, then where else do you find your kicks? And then they start to degenerate into this behavior. 19 of the 22 great civilizations began to collapse when this moral decadence began to set in, and it starts at the very
top. And in every case, the Chinese, the Indians, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Canaanites, the Mayans, in every case, blood drinking, murdering people, sacrifices, giant devil gods with horns, throwing children into fires. Why is it the same everywhere, Paul? Is there some force behind it, or is it all just magically happening?
Well, we know who's behind it ultimately, but even on a lower level, they feed it in via the television and the distraction where things like the homosexual movement are legitimized and made natural, which now we're getting to a point where NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, are trying to merge their cause in with the pro-gay cause and saying that if homosexuals are allowed to have sex and, you know, accepted by society, then paedophilia should be accepted by society.
And then, of course, there's non-governmental organizations at the UN, which NAMBLA is part of.
Yeah, the UN, which gives out sex education books on how children can have sex with each other and inanimate objects, was the quote, and that was in the Washington Times. So on every level, we see this being rammed down our throats.
Yeah, now they're going to have hate crimes cops who bring the homosexuals in, and folks, this is last week in the Associated Press, into the public schools to, quote, talk to kindergartners and first graders. I mean, you've got these totally innocent children who are thinking about, you know, toys and playing and you know, butterfly hunts and Legos, and then here come these wicked devils, and if you criticize it, oh, you're not for inclusion, Paul.
And in 20 years, the way this is going, pedophilia will be legalized. This is where it's heading.
Well, they've already lowered the age in England, right?
Yeah.
God help us. I tell you, folks, it's Sodom and Gomorrah. Bunch of wicked devils running things. We'll come back, cover more news, take your calls.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. I know that Steve and Inca and Mike and Tim and Mike and Mike and many others have been holding patiently. I promise we'll go to your calls directly in the third hour here in just a few minutes. We're talking to Paul Watson, who's going to stay with us. We have gotten a better connection to him over in England. Paul, let me just throw out some news and get your comment on it. Bush campaign says it won't pull 9/11 ads, CNN reports, despite public calls from some firefighters and relatives of victims of the terrorist attack on September 11th, 01. Lord Bush and Cheney re-election campaign said Sunday it is not considering pulling or changing television ads that include images of devastation from the attacks. This is an entirely appropriate effort on our part, we believe, to recall a memory and to recognize what it is that's going to take place in terms of leadership to lead the country and the war on terror. So Hitler's going to talk about the Reichstag and what he did when he blew it up, and you're going to thank him. So the serial killers are going to continue to talk about how they found the body in the woods and how they're heroes, when in truth they're the people that did the murder. That's the analogy. Paul, comments?
Yeah, and you'll notice that while the opposition adds to this, the Move On ads, which depict Bush as Hitler in some instances, although some of them have a liberal bent on them, a whitewash basically.
Nobody will air them. Not allowed to put them on TV magically now.
And so you see this split, even though, and obviously most of these stations are owned by Clear Channel anyway. So the Move On ads have been banned. The pro-Bush ads where he stands on the rubble of the World Trade Center proclaiming, you know, victory, basically. That's what it was. They're allowed to go ahead. And the firefighters are infuriated by it. The family members of the victims are infuriated by it, but they say they'll go ahead with them anyway.
And if you want to talk about inappropriate, the next day he went to the CIA headquarters, walked in, all the leaders of the CIA stood around him. He smiled. They just kept clapping. The news said for 3 minutes, just, oh, we've got the power now. Oh, this is so good. And they all got these big cash bonuses. Nobody got fired. But it was a big screw-up. But still, they get rewards. And, I mean, how inappropriate. They've all dropped the ball. And he walks in and stands there in the atrium. It's just, oh, yes. Oh, we're all getting pay raises. Oh. I mean, how sick is that, Paul?
Well, the head of the embassy that gave the passports to some of the hijackers got a $15,000 bonus, and that
record
was a
bonus.
Time. So, I mean, the line that, you know, we dropped the ball is disproven by the fact that anyone that did drop the ball, if you look at it from that perception, they got rewarded anyway, so they were rewarded for failure.
But, I mean, you know, all those CIA people weren't in on the attacks. I mean, how could they sit there with a straight face and wonder, why are we clapping and having an open laughing, you know, with Bush smiling and, you know, looking at everybody and, you know, pointing his finger, thumbs up. I mean, disgusting behavior.
And the wavy American flags went up in the corner of Fox News and it all went downhill from there. So most people don't even see that. And, yeah, you're right. Most of the heads of the CIA weren't involved, but they can only wonder at the reaction that they got, you know, what exactly was going on, because they were all rewarded both within their own profession and monetarily also.
Shifting gears, Iraq, BBC headline, hidden in plain view, Iraqis agree on new constitution, Iraq's U.S.-appointed government council has signed an interim constitution at a landmark ceremony in Baghdad. And I've looked at the constitution, it's, you've got all these rights unless the government says, and you can't release the numbers of who's been killed or died, and it's a secret police, but you've got rights. I mean, it's a lot of doublethink, but they're going, oh, look, democracy in action, when it should be a republic. Comments on that?
Well, what kind of constitution is it where the raids which go into one village find one, you know, rifle, and then, you know, 20 men get hooded and taken to the prison camp? What kind of freedom is it where children who offer biscuits to troops, 11-year-old boys, are charged with stealing them, and they're hooded and also taken to the concentration camp? So, yeah, it smells like liberation to me.
And by the way, they admit a lot of people get beaten to death and die. And there's whole towns with no men, and then the general laughs in the New York Times and goes, yeah, most of them are innocent, so what? I mean, sick, sick, sick. Third hour coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.